Hello. I wish I could sing well. I just can't. I mean, I know I sing a lot on this podcast.
Why am I getting a PayPal receipt? How much is it for? Oh, no, it's for the merch I ordered. Let me just talk about singing, and then we're going to talk about merch.
Maybe I release like a song that doesn't have words, it just has noises. That'd be a good idea. If you want it, you can take and know me that you're crazy. I reckon I could write a really great song. Scrap that. I reckon I could write a very average song.
What was I going to talk about?
I've gone into this merch spending spree where I realized that I can just order merch myself and sell it because I went to Officeworks and I bought this like dongly thing that means people can pay with FPOS cards. You know, it's like you tap it. Yeah. And I can just walk around and I attach it to my phone and I can sell stuff myself because I'm going to this event in November. It's called Lady Boss Events. It's in Shepparton. If you want tickets, that is the 18th of November 2018. So if you're listening to this podcast after that time, the event went well. Or there was a big tornado and I died. Who knows? Google Lady Boss Events or just visit at Lady Boss Events on Instagram. And I thought, I'm going to this event. I want to sell merch. So I've ordered a bunch. Oh my God, I'm so excited for them. Pop sockets, which are phone grips. So you would, it's like an adhesive circle that pushes on the back of your phone and then you pop it out and it's like, it just means you can hold your phone easier. All the kids have them, okay? If you're old and you don't know what it is, trust me, it's amazing. All the kids have them. I'm jumping on the pop socket bandwagon. Oh my God, I had a stroke. Too late. Like it's a thing. And it's going to not be a thing real soon. So I've gotten on board it real late. But it'll be a thing for my audience because my audience are a bit older and they jump on things a little bit later. So I feel like I'm getting... Because YouTube is such like a young person's game, as an old 32-year-old... or 31, almost 32. God, don't age myself. I can look and go, oh my God, all the young people are doing this. What are the good things that will slowly filter over the next few months to the oldies, and pop sockets is one of them. Key rings. I got key rings as well. My microphone's popping a lot. Sorry, it's really annoying. Key rings. I'm getting tote bags. Like, not tote bags. Like, well, they're tote bags. Like the ones that you get from the supermarket. I know, with, oh my God, Trisha's face on it. I'm so excited. And also, I did something that it's like throwing a grenade, but you hope the grenade is a dud grenade, but it might go off and everything might blow up and you might end up dead. So I've thrown what I've thought is a dud grenade. So I've thrown it. It's currently been thrown. And this is what I mean. So I'm deciding to take the leap from full-time employment to unemployment. And I wanted, I don't, it, look, it's about 12 months away, but I need to slowly start to build up my options. So in 12 months time, I can go, see ya, to my full-time job. Now, it's not because I hate it. I love my job. I get paid a really good amount of money that I would rather not say goodbye to. But my full-time job is, you know, it takes up a lot of time. It's a full-time job. And I've decided that I really enjoy making videos, podcasts. I love doing this podcast, but I'm not doing it much. Like, I could easily be doing this 2 times a week if I had more time, obviously. If I didn't have a job, I could be doing this podcast. Well, look, I'm not going to commit to daily. 2 times a week. I could easily do two episodes a week, and I was doing that. And it's basically been once a week or once every fortnight because I'm just finding I don't have time. And so I decided to sign up for a thing called Patreon, where it's basically a website and people can pledge to, let's like sponsor you. It sounds like sponsor a child. Like they can sponsor you and each month they give you a certain
dollar amount. It's like I've selected $1 a month. That would be nice. $5, $10, or $20. You pick. And each one comes with a certain amount of rewards, except for the dollar one, you stingy bastards. Comes with nothing. No. And so it's quite, Patreon is quite a big site and supporter of content creators who want to do their own thing. Because it can be difficult and impossible to do this as a job full time because the money isn't great. And I'll be honest with you, Facebook have recently brought in ads. So I've started putting ads in videos. Now at this stage, you can only put ads in videos that are over 3 minutes. And I've got 50-50. I have videos that go for, 7 minutes, and I've got some that go for 45 seconds. So I've started to introduce ads in there. Obviously I monetize my YouTube channel, my podcast. This week, I mean, hopefully you hear an ad at the front. That means I'm earning a bit of money, unless it's Dave Zwolinski's bloody and red, Red's ad for We Fact Up, which is the podcast. So they chuck that on. So that makes me nothing. Yeah. Dave, if you're listening, you're getting a free ad on this podcast. I'm also on his podcast. Go listen to We Fact Up, because I'm pretty sure my ad's on the start of theirs. I think. I hope so. That was the deal. So the goal is to make enough that I can support myself. Now, I know people are like, oh my God, like making videos, blah, 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 you must make so much money, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, but there will be a point where I probably will, hopefully, God, able to support myself without asking for your help. But there's this line that I can't cross, this line without people's help. And I've always felt a bit awkward, and I never thought I would ask this, but I'm basically set up a Patreon to say, hey, if you want to support me, that'd be great. You don't have to. Absolutely. You could no one's forcing you. I'm forcing you. If you don't, I will hunt you down. No, I'm not I don't care. But it would just be really lovely, and it would just help me, in 12 months' time, be able to go, okay, I can leave full-time employment. Or in 12 months' time, I go, I'll give it a few months. I can try and convince some more people to sign up. But anyway, that's what I'm doing now. And so I've also started to look at merch to make money. I have had merch, and I've made no money from that, really. It's been a bit, it's not that great. I love selling it. Like, I love selling things. I'll happily sell things and not make much money. But now I'm like, not anymore. How much was that to produce? $2, I'm going to sell it for $190. Thank you. Slap my face on it. Charge a ridiculous price. I'm going to put a markup on it. But I'll be like, actually, I won't tell you because it's quite a lot. Because I'm rorting you. I'm cheating you of your money, your hard-earned money. I bought some custom key rings. I'm so excited. Oh, my God, they're so cool. Well, they look cool on the image. I bet I get them. You know when you see those things of, like, this is what I thought I was getting. This is what I got. Like, I'm really hoping that the key rings are good. I bought 60 of them, and that was $260. But I'll sell them for, like, $100. I'll just go, limited edition, $400 each. So that's what's happening. Also, I did have something else I wanted to bring up. Shit. But this is an exciting step in the saga of Christian Hull's life. I have actually decided to cut or to give myself a deadline of 12 months. I need to get myself to a position where I can earn enough money to leave my full-time job. So the next 12 months is going to be a lot of saving, and it's also going to be hard because I feel like I'll have two jobs, two full-time jobs. That's what it's like. And this is, I'm not complaining. Oh, I am complaining. I feel like the podcast is easy. The podcast is the easiest thing to do. There's no complaints here. I literally just sit in front of this mic, spew a bunch of bullshit, hit stop and upload. Easy, right? It's the video side of things that can be quite fiddly and a bit techy and difficult and really goddamn time consuming. My weekends, I spend doing only stuff for myself. And I've, over the last, I want to say since doing this, I've put on maybe an extra 15 kilos because I would work, I would come home, I would film, I would edit, I would upload, I would do, go to bed, get up, work, film, edit. And it's just me constantly sitting in a computer and I've put on so much weight. And so I decided to take a bit of time for myself, make myself feel a bit more zhuzhy, give a bit of a zhuzh for Christian. And I got a personal trainer, Ben. Oh, so great. I've been loving going to that. I go to that every Monday. And then I'm trying to go to the gym an extra twice a week because I need to shift this weight because I feel like a potato. And taking time for myself means I'm not producing as much content as I would like to be, which feels like it's piling up. Like, I feel like I've got to be doing the same amount. But then I've got to go, no, you don't have to. And so I've taken time out for myself, which means doing a full-time job plus, let's say, Trish and stuff is part-time. Like, Trish is what I call my business. I just do my Trish stuff. And like, right now, what's today? Today is Thursday. It's Thursday night. It's 8:51. So I usually do this, like, it's just so sporadic. And I'm lucky because I don't like being social and I don't want to go out and I don't want to meet people and I don't want to say, like, that's why I'm a whore. And this is the hard part too. And I'm becoming more honest on Grindr. Like, if someone's like, let's go for a date and then go and fuck, I'm like, no, we're just fucking. Don't care. Sorry. Get your dick out. All right. Put it in my mouth or open your mouth and I'll put my dick in your mouth. Like, I've got no time. I've got no time. But I don't have time. And I don't want to make time. It's too much. If I make time to go on a date, I'm like, ah, then I'm behind. Then I've got to, like, I've got extra shit to do. And then I can't sit down and watch reruns of The Nanny. I'm watching that now. On Stan. Oh, The Nanny. Such a great show. And I started from season one and it's like 8 seasons. And there's like 40 episodes a season. It's so great. I've got the next few weeks sorted of just watching The Nanny. I think I'm up to halfway through season 3, and I've been doing it for like 2 weeks. And I feel like I relate to The Nanny. Thin and beautiful. No. Nasally and crass and irritating. That's how I relate. I forget where I was going with that. Oh, it's just me whinging. It's like me trying to justify the fact that I'm asking people for money and why. And being like, oh, YouTube's hard. It's hard to stand in front of the camera and talk. Oh, my life. Pity me. I know this is a first world problem. I completely understand that. I have mums listening who also work full time. And I don't have any idea how you do it. And a lot of the time I shut myself up from complaining because I work with the EP of the show I work on, Sonda. She's just had a kid. And she's working full-time and being a mom and trying to organize a lot of stuff. Her husband's very helpful. Yes, he works full-time as well. And so it's this, like, I think he works full-time. It's part-time. And it's this, it's just like, I don't, like, she can't go home and sit on her butt and just watch TV. She's got to attend to a stupid child who's very cute and I love. But kids are irritating. They do, when they're awake, all they want is your attention. And then they rarely sleep. And even when they're sleeping, they're screaming. Why have kids? I don't want to have kids. I hate kids. I hate pets. I hate everything. I'm so grumpy. I don't hate sex. And I love doing this podcast. Let's combine the two. Why don't you talk about your dick experiences on a podcast? Yes, but there's a problem. What's the problem? I had some fun the other day, but it wasn't like anything to talk about. I've also started to get, I was talking to someone and, sorry, I'm banging on the microphone. At least something's getting banged. Oh, what is that? Oh, there we go. Oh, it's the springs on the microphone. Sorry, everybody. And action. Someone was like, oh, if we hook up, will you talk about it on your podcast? I was like, oh, shit. Ah. Oh. I'm like, oh, I love that you're listening. Some people just drop. So I'll be talking on Grindr or Scruff or whatever, and someone will just be like, I'll send dick photos. And this is just a, I don't want to give people a heads up. Like, if you launch with lovey videos, I probably... Well, that's not true either. I was going to say, you'll never get a photo of my junk. Mate, I sent it to anyone. But, like, I find it weird if someone says, oh, I like your stuff, and then they start talking sexual, I feel weird. Whereas if they start talking sexual and we exchange dick photos, and then we, like, arrange to hook up, and then they drop the, hope I'm not on your podcast, I'm like, oh, well, we've already arranged to hook up, so we've got to do it now. Like, I feel weird. I don't feel weird. What am I? I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm waffling on. What I am trying to say, I think, is that this podcast has gotten me denied by, I think, at least 3 people. No, you'll talk about it on your podcast. I'm like, no, I won't. Just be boring and vanilla and I won't talk about it. I was going to say something there. Oh, that's what I wanted to read. Sexy words. Now, I Complete Drivel has a Facebook page. I'm sure you're all aware of me banging on about it. Just search Complete Drivel on Facebook. Let's just go and improve people. I haven't looked in this page in so long, Complete Drivel. There's just so much to be across. It does sound like I'm whinging. But I don't... I was going to have some water from my $2 water bottle. 1 second. Oh, this water bottle is so shit, but it was $2. Can't complain, but I will. And I did. Oh, yeah. There's so many things to be across. It's hard. All right? This is hard. It is fun, but it is a lot. And I get overwhelmed easily. I'm someone who gets overwhelmed easily. If I have 3 things to do, I'm like, oh my God, I've got 3 things to do. And they could be like, take a breath in, sit down and record. And that's the 3 things, but I'm still like overwhelmed completely by them. I just don't want to have to do 2 jobs. I just want to do my own stuff. Oh, it's coming. I know the next year is going to be a lot of work. I just don't want it to be. I just don't want it to be a lot of work. Yeah, I could suppose I could do that. Someone said I should talk to my work about dropping down to part-time. But I don't want to. I get paid so much, though. I need the money to save. Like, I need to be saving, because I can save enough. I can cut ties and just be like, thank you, I'm taking my long service leave. 10 years I'll be with this company. That's so long. And I'm also really impatient and I want to buy an apartment. And I want to buy a 3-bedroom apartment and that's not cheap. Like, here's my justification for wanting a 3-bedroom apartment. Let me just, before we get into sexy words... domain.com. So this is what I want. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, it's 2-bedroom. Oh my God. Oh, it's pretty expensive. Oh shit, 2-bedrooms is expensive. Far out. We're in Melbourne. And so if I go to bedrooms, let's go to 3. Oh no, that's... Oh my God, that one's so nice. Oh no, I haven't set a price limit. It's probably like $2 million. My price limit is $650. That's so much money. Let's see what I can get. Oh, there is an apartment for $625. 3 bedrooms. Now, my reasoning is I need a bedroom for when guests come, but I also need a space for a film studio because if I am going to do this full time, I need a proper setup. That place is disgusting. I can't get anything for that. Well, so let me go to St. Kilda East. St. Kilda... Oh, I wasn't going to tell you where I wanted to buy. I don't know why. I just feel like... St. Kilda East. St. Kilda... So if you do want to have a look at what I'm looking at, literally just go to Domain and type in St. Kilda East. I want an apartment, 3 bedrooms, $650. Far out, there's nothing. I'm not going to be able to get an apartment. Let's go to 800. Let's live its dream. Oh my God, that one is so nice. It's $740. It's stunning. A beautiful kitchen, nice balcony, big bedrooms. I want it so bad. Maybe I just ask Mum and Dad for money. Mum, Dad, can you die and leave me money? I want to buy a 3-bedroom apartment. No, don't. I would never want that. Oh, I want that so badly. Oh, it's so nice. It's so nice. I just love the idea. Like, but see, the problem is I can't buy that because I'll never be able to afford repayments on something that's $740. Literally, my budget is $500,000. But I want to live in St. Kilda East. What friggin' point did I have before this? God! Oh, sexy words. I just got a message. Hey, mate, how badly would you want to be a part of Coles' next round of Coles Minis next year? Super badly. Super badly. Why? This guy's like, he knows all these really big wigs. Can you help? Can you help? Question mark. Come on. You can help me. Yes. So, I put a plea out. I did a video and I was like, please, Coles. They're doing another round of Coles Minis in January. And I was like, please, can I be the, like, official face? And I want to be on the ads and I want to do, like, everything for Coles. I'll do it for free. I just want to be, like, the Coles Minis guy. And everyone's been tweeting for me and nothing from Coles. I've had nothing from Coles. But Mads, this guy, right, who he has like a million connections, but they were like wealthy, wealthy CEO connections. And he's just like, what do you do? Come on. Anyway, so I made a post on the Facebook page, complete drivel, search for it. Fun words to say. Now, I love saying this. Tiramisu salada. It's tiramisu salada, but I think I spelled it wrong. Tiramisu salada. Hi, can I please get that pita bread with some tiramisu salada? Like tiramisu salada. Tiramisu salada. Tiramisu salada. It's a dip made from fish eggs. And then I said, what are some other fun words to say? Oh, also, if you say it really sexily. tiramisu salada. Hold on, let me have some water. Oh my god, Mads is typing. Oh my god, can you get me into the calls? Tiramisu salada. Okay, and so some other people. Let me just load. It's me scratching. Haberdashery. What a fun word. These are all like, I just love fun words. It's loading. Sorry, I just want to go to the orthodontist. Oh, where did my words go? Oh, here they are. Excuse me one second. Sorry. Oh my god, I have 470 comments. So totes popular. Freaking hell. Hold on. Just talk amongst yourselves while I load these comments. I should have done it while I was... Okay. Oh my god. Here we go. He's replied. Not making any promises, but I might be able to get you in contact with one of the executives on the board of directors. If not... He's given me a name. Oh my god. Okay. Who is that name? I don't want to read that name out just yet in case it's like secret. Let me Google who he is. Okay. I'm just going to Google this name. Who is that? Or he'll put me in front of the managing director. Oh my god. Yes. Okay. He's going to try. Holy shit. Yes. If possible. Okay. Okay. Ooh, that'd be really exciting. Thanks, Mads. All right, we're still learning comments. I'm so sorry, everyone. Tiramisu salada. Oh, what's that song? Oh, Something in America. Tiramisu salada. How many minutes have I been recording? Oh my god, am I even recording?
Oh, thank God. Sorry, because I clicked away from the record. Oh, my God. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to be a real sea dog and stop the podcast. And we're going to do sexy words. Sexy words. Sexy, sexy, sexy words. We're going to do that on the next episode. Sucked in, you bastards. This is a boring podcast of just, like, analytics and bullshit. And the fun part I didn't do. Sucked in. Oh, also... Teacher's pet. Oh my God. I haven't been listening to the podcast, but I think I'm going to start. I saw the 60 minutes expose on it. Go YouTube 60 minutes teacher's pet. If you're unfamiliar, it's a murder. It's like this murder mystery that's happening in Australia that happened at like near Palm Beach. It's like many layers and it's crazy. And they reckon the husband did it. And the husband's like, it's so good. The husband hasn't been charged and they don't know yet. And now they're excavating and it's like happened in the 80s. Oh mate. So good.